From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China announced that beginning Tuesday it will halt the import of North Korean coal, iron, iron ore, and seafood in the wake of the latest UN Security Council resolution over the North's banned nuclear and missile programs. China is Pyongyang's largest trading partner, but Tufts University analyst Sung-Yoon Lee says he doesn't think it amounts to much.
Even if China were to cut down on the import of seafood from North Korea or iron and iron ore, I don't think we'll see any change in North Korean behavior anytime soon.
Monday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he'll watch the actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters missiles launched toward the U.S. could escalate into war and vowed to take out any missile headed for Guam. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence said U.S. policy has had to change.
President Trump made it clear early this year that the era of strategic patience is over. The United States is putting all options on the table. We're marshaling the support of our allies in the region as well as China in unprecedented ways to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
Defense Chief Mattis and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Monday the U.S. is seeking a diplomatic solution to the crisis. More than 300 are known dead and hundreds more have been made homeless after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides that inundated Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone.
No, sir, the rain will come for a long time.
The Deputy Chief Medical Director of Connaught Hospital said the rains lasted a long time and people built unregulated homes on hillsides. Mud and flooding are often aggravated by deforestation and poor planning. This is VOA.